and welcome to Beyond Reproach. This is Stephanie Domingo.
And I'm Tux Lerzel.
We come to you from Bushwick, Brooklyn, where we record on land belonging to the Lenape Nation, a nation that is one of many still very much out here doing its thing, and we'd like to acknowledge that. This is the show about whatever we want, because we don't have a format. Nope. No mo.
No, no.
We be drinking, we be swearing.
Fuck yeah.
Sure fucking do. We're talking about Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this is the mini-sode, and we're talking turkey today. We realized that there are 5 Mondays in November, so we decided why not throw you an extra turkey bone.
Yes. We are grateful for you, and this is your prize.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We hope that you are grateful for us, that we hope that you're thinking of us on Thanksgiving Day.
What? They aren't. And that's okay.
What am I grateful for? I am grateful for Beyond Reproach.
I mean, I did an episode about Thanksgiving last year. It's something that I do try to keep top of mind at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean, none of my family, I was talking to Tux before we started recording, like no one is under the illusion that we did right by the Native people and that Thanksgiving is anything other than like bullshit.
Yeah.
The way at least it was taught in schools.
Oh my God. Do you remember being a child and being made to like...
Make those headdress?
Yeah,
yes,
out of construction paper.
That woman did.
Oh my God. The teacher.
It's so offensive.
Yeah.
I don't know what she thought she was doing in a math class, parading around in a headdress, dancing, talking about water gods or something, and like laughing. Like it was disgusting and disrespectful and just, she should be fired.
Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, in the 80s and 90s, when we were kids, like nobody would have
batted an eye.
No, I mean, we were doing that as children, like being taught to do that.
We were being taught to do that. Like the belt buckles, making the pilgrim belt buckles, hats.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Like this is how you're teaching children about Thanksgiving, but I can't be surprised by how we teach children about history in this country.
But the holiday, as most people celebrate it, it's just a nice time to be with family. And that's what I try to focus on. And I'm, you know, grateful that Native American people are still with us and have always been with us.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just a time to gather together and
I do think that there's something to sort of trying to take a moment to reflect on who we are as a nation and where we've come from and what we have done.
Yeah. And whose land we're on.
Yeah, exactly. But obviously you're getting together with family. It's very few people in this country are actually getting together and like
celebrating the pilgrims.
Or even looking at it as a religious giving of thanks and like,
Like the way
to
that
the
it was...
bounty that we have. I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of families who do give thanks to God, which like whatever. That's sort of not what I'm saying, I guess. I just mean like in the way that pilgrims would have.
It was a time of quiet reflection.
Yeah,
no one's doing that shit.
No.
And abstaining from like vice.
Yeah.
So no one's doing that.
Yeah. What we think of Thanksgiving to the Puritans would have been called like a harvest home or something like that. Like Thanksgiving was not what, to them, is not what we call Thanksgiving. I basically look at it as a way to be together with family or friends and just eat lots of really good food. I love fall food, autumnal foods.
A rejoicing,
yes. Yeah. I like to think of it as like a harvest festival, essentially. Because I love like squash and pumpkins and apples and all that good fall stuff.
You love a fall table setting.
Yes, I do. We're going to be talking
this
about...
This bitch tried to grow white, like little decorative white gourds.
Yes.
So he could have them around this time of year. His little bounty of little mini pumpkins.
Mini white pumpkins. I do love a white pumpkin. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Last year I scoured the earth looking for these white pumpkins and literally harvested the seeds out of them, dried them, put them in a little baggie, planted them in the spring, got them to grow. They were doing really happy until I put them outside and then the squirrels got to them.
Yeah.
So I had to buy my white pumpkins again this year.
So I'm sorry for your loss.
So yeah, today I think we should just talk about sort of family traditions and our favorite foods.
Yes.
From Thanksgiving. What are your like... What do you guys do in your family on Thanksgiving?
So my mom cooks everything.
Yeah.
Because she is just wonderful. But also she doesn't like anyone in Rosie's kitchen.
Sure.
It's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just getting water. Chill.
Got out.
She's very, very protective of her kitchen, but she makes a lovely meal. She makes everything, the turkey, the cornbread stuffing, cornbread on the side, of course, collard greens. She makes three sweet potato pies.
Three
sweet potato pies, yes.
Are there any other pies? Just sweet potato.
That's the only one she fucks with. Okay. But then my dad, there are like these nuns that work at the hospital that just give him cakes every year.
Oh.
I think it's some sort of fundraising thing that they do.
Okay.
He buys these cakes. They're not particularly good. But, you know, these women, they went through a lot of work.
They don't know about pleasure.
True. I can laugh because my dad will never hear this. Yeah, they know nothing about pleasure or spice.
Yeah.
So we'll have. I think there's always like a banana, something or another cake. Yeah, we don't need it. It always sits next to the sweet potato. And like
looks pretty.
My dad will have some of it. He's very kind. And he just has a sweet tooth. Okay. But that's the only pie that she makes. And
okay.
The only one that I eat.
Yeah.
It's all that I see. And then there'll be, you know, veggies like mashed potatoes and green beans, corn. I'm going on.
Because okay. Yeah, please do.
Our family's big. There's 8 of us plus my niece and nephew. So my mom cooks a lot of food. In her greens, it's mostly she uses salted pork flavor the greens.
Yeah.
And my niece and nephew, they're being raised Muslim, so they can't have any of the greens.
Uh-huh.
And they don't really love turkey, so she makes a baked salmon for them.
Okay.
And because I don't really love turkey, she makes ribs for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we have on Thanksgiving.
Amazing. Do you have like a kid's table? Everyone fit around the dining table?
We have two rooms. It's okay. Kind of split up.
Okay. But it's not like adults in one room and kids in the other.
No.
That's what
the
we
kids
always
are.
Do.
They're very, well, they're Gen Z.
Yeah.
And they're not going anywhere. They're right there with the adults and they don't like to be split up.
Yeah. When I was a kid, we always had, no matter where I was, there was always a kid's table.
Yeah.
And I was always like resentful of having to be around children.
One of those kids, yeah. Like that video, that little girl. Oh my God. I sent Tux this TikTok video of this little girl. She can't be more than like 4. She's in like a daycare environment and she's talking back to the woman in charge. She called her, what is it?
Linda.
Linda. And she's like, my name isn't Linda. And she's just like, let me tell you something. She has like the hand gesture. She said she was like sick of these kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, baby, you are one of these kids. How dare you separate yourselves?
Yes.
These kids. It's such a funny video, man.
We'll have to put it on the show notes. Is your family like football people?
My dad will watch football.
Okay.
But he's the only one, really.
Yeah.
And he watches it on mute, complete silence. And it's a very tense situation.
Weird.
Yeah, my dad doesn't like sports commentary. He says that it's stupid. And it is.
I mean, yes.
But watching it in silence is very eerie.
Yeah.
It feels like important and it's not. Yeah.
Okay. Strange.
Do your family or sports?
So because my parents were sports ball, yes. Because my parents are divorced, I would sort of do this thing where like 1 year I would spend Thanksgiving with my mom and the next year would be at my grandma's house, my dad's mom, and would sort of like go back
alternate
and forth every year.
Yeah.
At my grandma's house, the men would watch sports ball. I would be in the kitchen with grandma.
Wonderful.
But yeah, the men would get together after the meal. So it was a very structured day when we did Thanksgiving at my grandparents because my dad would go hunting in the morning.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
and
intense.
Then would come back around like noon, 11 or noon, and we would eat around like 1 or 2 and then go watch football.
Would they ever come back with something dead?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I have a lot of memories of like deer like hanging upside down behind the garage.
Okay.
Fun childhood. And then like watch football for a while and then go back for like sandwiches and pie later. Yeah.
Okay. So you would eat early then?
Yes. My grandparents always ate dinner really early anyways, but
okay,
like they eat dinner today, like right now, they're probably eating dinner at like 2 o'clock.
What?
Yeah.
And they won't eat anything for the rest
then
of the day?
Then my grandma will go back for like ice cream later at night.
Oh.
Yeah, she'll snack later.
Wow.
But at my mom's house, we would not really do the football thing. No one's going hunting in the morning. It was all about food and just hanging out with family
Same.
All day.
That's what we do.
My mom, of course, would go all out with like decorations. My mom had like autumnal like cloth napkins and table runners and things, and would get out her like crystal wine goblets and we like rolled napkins with silverware. And
my mom does the same.
Yeah.
She has like these special, I guess they're place settings, I guess. Mm-hmm. But like she'll have one where she'll just set like the turkey on and it says like give thanks.
Okay.
It's just like a sheet of, it's just a piece of cloth.
Like a placemat?
Yeah, like a placemat, but like a little bit bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, that you can put like pots on.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay.
Just extra stuff to be festive.
Yeah. Grandma's was just like regular ass dinner, but like with more food.
Okay.
You know, when my great grandmother Nana was still alive, we always had Nana's cornbread dressing.
Okay.
Is dressing because she's from Arkansas, not stuffing.
Oh, okay. Because I was trying to understand what you meant by that.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe you meant gravy.
No,
dressing. Because sometimes people mean gravy when they say dressing.
Basically, like the idea is,
like I'm dressing a turkey, like putting gravy on it.
Well, so stuffing is only stuffing if it's stuffed into the turkey.
Yes.
If it's served on the side, it is dressing.
Interesting.
Technically.
Okay.
But everybody, you know, north of the Mason-Dixon line just says stuffing for all everything.
Yeah.
But because she was from Arkansas, I was Nana's cornbread dressing.
Dressing. Got it.
And my grandma still tries to make it, but she insists that it's not as good as Nana used to make it.
She sounds like a hater, but it's okay.
She hates on herself all the time. She's super self-deprecating, especially about her own cooking, which I think is phenomenal. There was always like a dish of olives out on the counter every Thanksgiving for some reason, which I loved because I love olives. But
my mom loves, I was about to say fruit cocktail, shrimp cocktail.
There'll
always be
cocktail.
A shrimp cocktail out. I don't love it.
We would do
it's
shrimp
okay.
cocktail at like Christmas.
Don't love it.
I love it. We would have turkey sandwiches later in the day. My grandma always had, she would keep her pies in the sewing room because it was cold in the sewing room. It was sort of like an extra, like addition off the side of the house.
She has a sewing room.
Yeah. She sewed everything when we were kids. Like all of our clothes when I was growing up. Yeah. Not all, but many of our clothes were made by my grandma. But it was always really cold in the sewing room. So she would keep her pies in there. And I remember I would always like sneak in and just look at them.
Yes.
Because I was like a little fat kid. Like
feast with your eyes.
Yeah. She would always keep wax paper on top of the pumpkin pies. I don't know, to keep stuff off of them, I guess.
Oh, maybe,
because they're like sticky kind of. But now usually I just do Thanksgiving here in Brooklyn. Russell and I always sort of do like an orphan Thanksgiving where we, whoever's around and not going home for family basically comes over here. And we always used to just sort of set up like a buffet and then we would just sit around. We didn't have a dining room for a long time or a dining table for a long time. So we would just sort of, everyone could sit wherever. We would get like folding chairs and just sit around the couch and eat. But then last year we, with COVID, we sort of rearranged the house a little bit. And now we have a dining table. So last year we really went all out. And
you sure did.
I had a dining table. Stephanie did not go home to Ohio because of COVID. So we had like a proper fancy ass dinner party. And it was COVID. We were bored and I was just excited to like have a table and have friends over.
Yeah. It was stunning, the layout.
Yeah.
It's really, really beautiful.
Totally went all out. Like
over and beyond, like candles, like just greenery for the sake of greenery.
Mm-hmm. White pumpkins, gold pumpkins.
Yes.
I like got
buffed and rubbed some gold pumpkins.
Uh-huh.
How to tell someone you're gay without telling them you're gay.
No big deal. I just put some gold rub and buff on some white pumpkins. I had like fancy gold flatware that I had gotten from eBay.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Cloth napkins that I spent hours like ironing napkins.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. But every year, even when I wasn't doing all that, I every year like prep for days in advance for Thanksgiving, dry my own breadcrumbs to make the stuffing, do everything, bake pies. I would always do three pies too, but I was doing three different pies. I would do pumpkin, apple, and pecan.
Yes. Oh, I love a pecan pie.
Yeah. Last year I only did two because there was only six of us and I thought we don't need three pies for six people.
We did not.
We barely needed two pies for six people.
Yeah.
There was a lot of pie left over, but I just did pumpkin and apple last Thanksgiving. But, you know, I don't know. Going forward, it's different because, you know, a lot of my friends are getting older. We also have a lot of like vegan and vegetarian friends now. So I'm like, I'm not really sure what we're going to do for Thanksgiving this year. We need to figure it out. This is being recorded a little early, so hopefully by the time this episode is released, I will have figured out what I'm doing for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. Yeah. You can always come to Ohio.
That's also true. I might just take you up on that.
Do it. It would be so fun.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I was home for Thanksgiving, so I might also do that.
Yeah. My family, we pull Secret Santa at Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
No, we never really did Secret Santa growing up. Your family's so big, though.
So big. Yeah. There's too many people.
In my family, especially at my mom's, we would always have like aunts and uncles and people over because
the
immediate family wasn't smaller, that big. Yeah. So, yeah. So it wouldn't be as easy to do Secret Santa. But that's a great idea for a big family.
Yeah.
I think this is a good time to take a little break.
Yeah, let's take a little break.
And we'll be right back.
Refresh the cocktails. Yeah.
So, have you ever thought about what would happen if your airline window popped out?
Or if you can build a jetpack using only machine guns?
Well, we found out you could, but you really shouldn't. Hi, I'm Jill Chacha.
And I'm Marissa Riley.
Together, we have one comedy science-y show called, well, that's interesting.
It's for folks who like to learn about weird stuff, like how hair can grow between your teeth and what happens if the moon disappears.
If you need a break from the world or need interesting stuff to bring up at a party when those happen again, come on by.
Find Well That's Interesting wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Okay, we're back. Do you have any favorite foods? Your favorite ribs. Ribs, yeah.
Obviously.
But sides? Then, do you have your favorite sides?
Yes, collard greens.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
I love how Southern your very, Thanksgiving very feels. Southern. We had the cornbread dressing, Nana's cornbread dressing, but other than that, it felt very like Yankee, very like New England-y, even though no one in my family is from New England, but it was always very like gravy and turkey and pumpkin pie. And
pumpkin pie, yes.
I wish there was more. My grandmother and my great-grandmother
were from
Arkansas. Yeah. I mean, my grandmother was only Southern. In Arkansas for like until she was like five or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But she learned to cook from my great-grandma who was raised in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely love the stuffing the best. It's like my favorite thing at Thanksgiving. I love stuffing.
I do love stuffing as well. It's my number three.
Yeah. I think because I was a vegetarian for a long time, like back in college and that, I love all the sides more than anything else. Like the turkey, I like turkey. I know you don't like turkey at all.
I don't like turkey.
I do like it, but it's definitely not the main event for me.
Yeah. I don't love mashed potatoes either.
Oh, I love mashed potatoes.
They're so starchy. But which
you say
and
that
I love,
like it's a bad thing.
I know. I love fries. Like I have like no standard when it comes to fries.
Huh.
I eat any sort of french fry. When someone says these french fries are bad, I look at them confused because I'm just like, but they're french fries.
I'm very picky about
you
french
are.
Fries.
You are. Yeah. He doesn't like seasoned french fries.
No, I don't care
which
for
is like
fries.
What this bitch doesn't like
I feel
Arby's.
Like it's like extra for sure. I don't know. I'm also not really a roast beef person.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like mashed potatoes, I'm particular about mashed potatoes.
It doesn't even
I
taste like anything.
Well, that's
like butter, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's wrong
with
that?
What's wrong with that? I know. When I'm saying that, I'm like, okay, I sound stupid.
I am picky about texture when it comes to mashed potatoes. I don't like whipped potatoes, like where you do like
my mom whips the shit out of her potatoes.
They come out like gluey to
me. It's like baby food.
Yeah. I want them to be hand mashed with a masher.
Yeah.
That was also when I was a kid, one of my favorite things to do that like my grandma didn't really let us into the kitchen like your mom.
Yeah.
But she would let me mash the potatoes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
So I've always loved mashed potatoes. We always had squash, like butternut squash at Thanksgiving, which I love.
So good. Yeah. I love butternut squash.
I do really like sweet potatoes, but I don't like candied sweet potatoes. I don't want marshmallows and all that.
Yeah.
I want them to be savory.
Yeah. The first time I had a candied yam, I'm just like, well, this is why?
No, you don't. Why am I eating dessert with
dinner? Even though cranberry sauce isn't like dessert,
it is very sweet.
It is very sweet.
Yeah.
It's tart, but it's sweet too.
Yeah. There's so much rich, like heavy food on the plate at Thanksgiving that you need that like bright, acidic hit from cranberry sauce to cut all the richness, but you don't want very much.
Yeah.
I am definitely a team homemade cranberry sauce.
It is better, but I just don't like all the waste.
It makes so much. You have so much
so
leftover.
So much. You have a whole pot of it.
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah. I definitely get that. If there was a way
to
buy
like
a smaller bag of cranberries.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a fourth of the bag.
Yeah. Totally.
Or even just half of the bag.
Yeah. Because it really does make way more than anyone needs.
Yeah. Like most people are having like 2 tablespoons of it.
I don't really remember eating green bean casserole as a kid. Like growing up,
I've
I don't
never
think
had
we did that. But it's so good.
It's
I love
delicious.
It now. Yeah.
I had yours for the first time.
I know it's controversial to like make it from scratch and not use the canned mushroom soup, but I make it from scratch. Of course. I do think, although I am not frying my onions, I'm buying the little carton of French fried onions and putting those on top because nobody has time to fry their own onions like that. But it's the bomb.
It's so good.
And if you make it fresh, you can use like real green beans. I don't want my green beans to be really mushy. Like, you know, a lot of people use canned ones or frozen ones and they're just so mushy.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, use whatever you have.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely. I am not disparaging anyone who makes it with canned mushroom soup or canned green beans. It's still going to be delicious.
Delicious.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to put, well, if there's no vegetarians coming, I like to put sausage in my stuffing too. I usually do cooked apples, like cubed apples with sausage and like that sagey, so sort of like breakfasty sausage, pork sausage and celery and onions and sage and thyme. Oh, so good. I like a cornbread stuffing. I almost instinctively said cornbread dressing because that's just...
Thank you for doing the autocorrect in your mind.
It's just a little mushy for
it's
me.
It's mealy.
Yeah.
But it's
the flavor is lovely, so though. Good. Yeah. Yeah, the sweet potato thing on my... When I used to do a food blog...
Sweet potato thing? What do you mean?
Everybody does those like candied sweet potatoes and I don't like the marshmallows on top. So I have a recipe on my blog that was like you slice them really thin into discs like you would for like a...
With a mandolin or something?
Yeah. Like you would for potatoes au gratin, real thin like that. And then mix them with caramelized onions and a little cayenne pepper and mustard and some cheese on top.
Wow.
And fresh herbs.
That sounds lovely.
That's my jam for Thanksgiving. I always make that at Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, those biscuits.
Yes.
Fucking biscuits.
Yeah. I always make homemade fresh buttermilk biscuits from scratch. Growing up, my mom would do the like the canned biscuits, the Pillsbury.
In the tube. That you cut.
Yeah. And my grandma always did
that. My mom would do that too sometimes.
Those like brown and serve rolls that come in the packet. That's what my grandma always did.
Yeah, that's what my mom does.
I'll eat any bread at Thanksgiving.
Same.
I definitely prefer my biscuits because they're the bomb, but like I'm not going to turn my nose up at bread.
Absolutely. I wouldn't do that to bread.
Yeah. Pies. Yeah, I can never decide. So I always do all three. Pumpkin, apple, and pecan.
Wow.
Sometimes I do like a chocolate pecan with like bourbon in it.
You're just nodding your head. You're like, that's the one.
You don't want super chocolatey, but if you put like chocolate chips or something in the batter, it's real nice.
Ooh, okay.
Let's see. Oh, okay. So since I have brought up my blog.
Oh, yes. Y'all don't know about this
Brooklyn
blog.
Homemaker.
Yeah.
It's still active, even though I don't really do anything with it. It's still up. I have a lot of Thanksgiving recipes on there. I take Thanksgiving very seriously.
Yes.
And I would, one year I was like, had this idea that I had to do like an actual, like a spread, a Thanksgiving spread and have it photographed with all the stuff together. So I literally had a fake Thanksgiving that I was calling Fakesgiving in September.
Oh my God.
Invited friends over. It was still warm out, so we did it in the backyard. Had like cloth napkins, table setting, candles, all that. Sit out in the backyard at our... We have a table in the backyard. And made a turkey and every side.
Oh my God.
And photographed it all together. Invited friends over. We just like ate food and got drunk.
That's hilarious.
And Christine were there.
That's so good.
Yeah. I made 8 recipes that year. In November, I published 8 recipes in November that year. Because, so with a blog, you have to think like these recipes have to be thought up, tested, photographed, posts written.
Yeah.
You know, recipes all written
out. It's a lot of work.
But it has to be done. You can't do it in November.
No.
It has to be done in advance. So I was like, I'm going to do fake Thanksgiving. And some of those recipes I still use some of them. That sweet potato thing, I don't know if I did that year, but I still make that at Thanksgiving. There was also a creamed kale, sort of like creamed spinach, but with Lacinato kale. So I like creamed spinach, but like Lacinato kale has so much more texture.
Yeah.
So that's really good. What
else? Didn't you have like that fennel recipe?
Oh yeah, there's another.
Was it your mom's recipe?
No, perhaps? It was mine. My mom loves it. Makes
it so good. Yeah. Yeah, I made it 1 year as a side, and everyone loved it.
It's like sweet potatoes and white and red potatoes with fennel, all thinly sliced with a mandolin.
So good.
Yeah. Oh, I did like these maple and Dijon roasted carrots.
Mm.
that were really good.
I think you made that last year.
Corn pudding, I did that year. Have you ever had corn pudding?
No.
It's sort of like
Is it a dessert or a
side? No, it's a side. It's a side. It's sort of like a casserole. It's almost like a custardy kind of a base, but with corn in it. Mm. It's a little sweet, but it's savory too.
There's egg in it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like spoon bread, where it's sort of like mushy cornbread.
I don't know what spoon bread is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's good. It wasn't my favorite thing that I made that year, but it was good. A lot of, I think it's very heavy. New England-y. Like, everything at Thanksgiving
Is. So. I can't eat all of that.
Like, yeah.
Stuffing is like the heaviest thing I can really do.
I did a bourbon and ginger pumpkin pie, like with fresh ginger in it and bourbon.
Oh, how
it
was really that?
Good. It was really good. The only thing is I like roasted the pumpkin fresh, like from a fresh sugar pumpkin, roasted it and pureed it and all. Buy the canned stuff.
Right.
It's better.
Oh, shit.
The canned stuff tastes better. It's not as watery.
Oh.
And after doing all this work, I was like, this pie, like the flavor's good, but it's not as good as I was hoping it to be.
Yeah.
And I read up on it and all these people were like, no, the pumpkin, they like use a different kind of pumpkin and it's like the canned pumpkin is superior.
Wow.
To
okay. That's good to know.
Making it yourself. Yeah.
Have you ever made a sweet potato pie?
I never have. No. Hmm. I've always wanted to, but I don't, I feel like pumpkin pie. It's not Thanksgiving to me without pumpkin pie.
Fair.
Yeah. I feel like I would have to do both, but they're so similar that it's like, what's the point?
I am very particular, but it's just, you know, that's all I know for Thanksgiving.
You had my pumpkin pie last year though, right?
Yeah.
I know it's different.
It's different.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
I prefer sweet potato.
More custardy, not as firm, right?
It's not as firm.
Yeah. I like how custardy
it is. It felt a little loose, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Yeah. I literally can't.
Yeah.
Can't have Thanksgiving without pumpkin pie. It's impossible. But it has to be fresh. It has to be homemade.
Oh, yeah.
People that buy pies at the grocery store,
bless you,
but it's not for me.
I had pumpkin pie for the first time, and it was like a store-bought situation.
Oh, no.
And I was so offended.
Yeah.
But people were eating it. Someone brought it. I think it was a work potluck.
Okay.
And I just assumed that someone made it and brought it and didn't. But then I overheard the person being like, yeah, I just got it at the store. And everyone was like, it's so good. And I'm just like, what? I'm like, is there something wrong with me? I put that shit in the trash.
Yeah.
I was not.
I mean, I have had some store-bought pies that are okay.
Nothing.
But pumpkin pie is not okay from the grocery store. In my humble opinion. I'm sure some people love it.
I get it. You're busy. You don't have time to bake
and
a pie.
And pies are a whole, like there's an art to baking a pie and a lot of people don't. Get it.
I've never made a pie in my life because it seems like a lot of work and then I'd have a lot of misfires. I would have to like test it.
Yeah.
To get
I have made a million pies in my life and I love to bake pies. So it's like to me, I can whip up a pie without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I recognize.
You are that, not like, most people.
I recognize how intimidating it is to some people. Even my grandmother like never makes her crust from scratch. She always buys the crust, which like I feel like that is more okay to me than just buying a pie that's already made.
Buy a crust.
Yeah,
buy something frozen or whatever. I don't know how crust is made, but
you can buy it where it's like rolled up and you have to roll it out yourself and put it into the pan, or you can buy it's already pressed into the pan and frozen.
And I think that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, take little
it
easier.
Totally. Yeah, it is Thanksgiving. There is a million things to make.
Right.
Yeah. I always go completely all out, even though I'm having a potluck. I still do a million things. I'm making the turkey, the stuffing, the gravy, the cranberry sauce.
So at least
one side and three pies.
But you love it. I love doing it.
I definitely do.
Even though it's just like hearing all of that sounds stressful, but like you live for this.
This
is what you've trained your whole life for.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that I work from home, it's easier. But when I was working in the store, I would take a day off before Thanksgiving for prep.
Yeah. I mean, I that makes sense.
Yeah.
I totally understand why you would need to do that.
Yeah. I would like to know if anyone wants to write to us on Instagram or send us an email about what their favorite Thanksgiving foods or their favorite sides or pies or what their family traditions are. We would love to hear it.
Or if you're just like me who just goes there to eat, you put on your stretchy pants and food is just provided for you. I would love to hear other people in that situation
That's the dream.
A lot of people last year, because they weren't able to get home, like had to make Thanksgiving for the first time in their lives.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm interested to know like how that went if you were in that situation.
I bet there were a lot of really bad turkeys. Turkey is hard because it's such a big animal. It's really hard to get it right.
My sisters made the little Cornish hens.
Okay. Yeah, that's better. That's a better one. Even make a chicken. Make a couple chickens.
Yeah, make a chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken is easier in theory, right?
Because
it's smaller.
Yeah, it doesn't dry out as easily as turkey does.
I feel like I can make a chicken. If I like chicken, I could do that.
Yeah.
I would do a duck. That's what my mom did. Last,
really?
Because it was just her and my dad, so she made duck.
I want a duck.
Right? I want you to do a goose.
So I want to do a Christmas goose sometime, just because I've never had that.
I would pay money for your Christmas goose.
Yeah.
Because I know it's kind of pricey, right?
Well, that's the thing. I've looked into it.
It's like $100 for a goose or something?
Yeah.
I would.
One of these days, I'll get around to making a goose.
I would come over for a goose.
Well, get at us.
Yeah.
I hope that this was
festive
and interesting and fun for y'all, getting you in the spirit. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Beyond Reproach is proudly recorded in Bushwick, Brooklyn, on land belonging to the Lenape Nation. Please note we are not historians. We are just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. Full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone who you think would be into it. Make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you are not driving. We also have a shop on beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves. We have exclusive content on Patreon where you can directly support the production of our show.